What's up, mamas? Welcome back to another episode of the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. Today is episode number 4 in the Love Your Body series. Today we're going to be talking about motherhood as it ties to your body image, how it may have affected you, but also ways that you can feel empowered through in your motherhood while working in your process and in your journey of bettering yourself and healing from all these areas that may be affecting the way you see yourself. So cannot wait to get into this episode. Let's get into it. What's up, mamas? Welcome to the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. My name is Monica. I'm a homeschool spirit-led mom of 2 babies, wife, empowerment coach, certified personal trainer, boxing fitness trainer, and creator of BoxFit Queens. I know that you are tired. You're tired of the endless loop of this negative body image cycle. You want to do something different and you don't know how. You're tired of obsessing over the scale, comparing yourself to other women on social media, upset about your body not quote unquote bouncing back after your baby. Your mindset around food, fitness, you're tired of working out to punish yourself and still getting no results. Most importantly, you're spiritually, emotionally, and mentally drained. Boy, do I feel you, mama. Even as a personal trainer, I still struggled with this, and I realized that it was my mindset. As young as a 15-year-old girl, I developed an eating disorder, eventually turned to hard drugs for 10 years to completely change my body because I was not happy with myself. Now, as a mother, I know the importance of breaking these chains. This podcast will equip you with the tools that you need so you can have your breakthrough with renewed mindset strategies, self-love habits, rewriting the old belief systems, and most importantly, partnering with God in this journey because I could not have did this alone. We will have the breakthrough. If you're ready for something different and you're ready to transform your mindset, welcome to the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. You're in for a journey. Let's glove up and knock out those old belief systems that are avoiding you from your breakthrough. Let's get it, mamas. All right, before we get into today's episode, I got a fun announcement and I'm so excited. So today is my last episode recording as my last name, Alvarez. I'm getting married this Saturday. Those of you that have been following me on this journey since my first round of podcasts, I share about being engaged and just how everything has come to be where it's at. If you're new on my show, this podcast used to be dedicated to moms in recovery from addiction. And eventually I felt God giving me a direction to talk about this deeper struggle I was dealing with, which was my body image and how I've overcome that. But if you go back to my episodes, I do talk about the toxicity and the relationships and, you know, when it all ties together, it's so interesting how it all ties together. But I say that to say, I am so excited. I'm going to be Monica Rojas after Saturday and I will actually be on a honeymoon. So by the time you're listening to this, I will probably just be getting prepared to get married. And then after that, I will be on honeymoon. But don't worry, these episodes are going to still keep coming. I'm preparing all of it for you because I want to continue to add value and serve you even in this process and of this happy time in my life. So, yeah, there's that. So let's talk about this motherhood topic because this area I've gotten really, really passionate about, especially obviously, right, since I've become a mom. But some of the things that have really that I've really learned through this process of motherhood and as it ties to the way that I view my body is that, you know, this area with motherhood had happened the way it did because, you know, I was extremely fit, always working out. I worked out throughout both of my pregnancies. And the labors just didn't happen the way they should. They were expected to, right? They were planned to, let me just say that. A lot of things happened. Both ended up, the first one had to be an emergency C-section, and it was a very traumatic experience. Thank God that, you know, we all came out healthy from the hospital, but it took an extra week for us to get out, and baby in the NICU, it was just a lot, right? And I say that to say that, you know, what happened after that, I will never forget that I experienced this heavy sense of guilt, right? And I remember feeling this like, man, is this what it means to be a mom, right? Being that it was my first child and, you know, it was such a hard experience and it was really, really hard on my body and on my son's body. And, you know, and I came out looking, actually came out 10 pounds heavier than what I went in, being 9 months pregnant, right? Full term, because of all the stuff they were pumping in me. And it was terrible, right? Because I never forget looking in the mirror and asking myself what just happened, right? And my swelling didn't go down till like another week. And then I started kind of dropping the weight. But, you know, that first week was extremely hard. I couldn't lay down. And I just remember being so swollen and just thinking like, man, like, is this what motherhood is, right? And then after that comes, you know, my waves of postpartum depression. And, you know, I was kind of off and on throughout the whole first year. And then right when I felt like I was getting through a breakthrough of it, we got pregnant with my daughter, right? Right when my son turned one. And so I started developing postpartum depression during her pregnancy, right? So I felt like I never really got a chance to, like, really learn to nurture and love my body and myself through that process, right? You know, motherhood can get so... I'm so sorry. There's, like, this school bus passing by. Okay. I just know that I never got the chance to really nurture my body and, like, be good to it. You know, I got back into training right away. And, like, after having an emergency C-section, like, 6 weeks, I went by what the doctor said and I went right back into boxing. That's that I had my little son and I was, like, taking punches to the body again. And, you know, I really just felt like I added this extra abuse to my body. And I say that to say that a lot of us moms do that, right? A lot of times, you know, we're so desperate to get that weight back down so we don't look pregnant, or, you know, we still, you know, we look like we just, you know, we bounce back or like everything is good. And we tend to get to this desperation where we really start to harm ourselves. And I want to shed light on that, because while motherhood is such a beautiful thing and it has been the absolute best thing that's ever happened in my life, with it has come a lot of pain, right? And has come a lot of like hitting these emotional bottoms that I felt like I couldn't get myself out of, and even spiritual rock bottoms, right? Where I felt so disconnected from myself and from God and from others, from my partner, from being a mom. Like, I felt disconnected with myself and I couldn't understand what it was, right? And in that process, still not knowing or not having the awareness that, you know, I could still be good to myself, right? Like, you know, what happened at birth and what happened with, you know, my children during the birthing process, like, was not my fault, right? Like, I know that I didn't do anything wrong. And like, it was just how it turned out for the safety of both of us, right? For mom and baby. And I couldn't accept it. You know, I just couldn't accept the way everything went down. And not till after the first year of having my daughter did I really, really start, maybe like a year and a half, did I really start to come out and be like, you know what, I need to make a difference in the way that I'm doing things, right? And I need to share this story, because even as being a personal trainer and, you know, being at one of my heaviest weights and just feeling swollen at the infinity and just feeling so disconnected, like, with who I am, I knew that in that moment, maybe not right then and there, but there was a pivotal point in my life, between that timing and the timing that the switch went off, where I knew that I had the ability and capability to make a difference in my life, right? There was this shift that I was having dinner with my fiance, and he said something like, he's like, you know, the only person stopping you is you, right? Because I remember asking him, like, I just don't understand how this exact body, you know, did this and did that and won this and won that, right? I'm comparing myself to my old self. And I said, and like, it's like now I don't even recognize who I am, right? And I remember being like in this deep depression at the time. And he says, you know, the only person stopping you is you. Like, you're still capable of that, right? And like, all I needed was just that boost to tell me like that I was still capable, right? Like, I needed to know, like, it's like, it was weird because I don't really sit around to like get validation from others, but like my spirit needed to hear that, right? Like, God knew I needed to hear that. And he put my fiance right there to help me to remind me of the goodness of who I am and what I am, even without what my life used to look like, right? And so, you know, through this process, you may be caught up in, maybe you just had a baby, maybe you're having your first baby and you're pregnant and you're not understanding, you know, the changes in your body. And, you know, you're probably sitting there and you're like, man, like, who am I? I don't recognize the stomach, you know, the stretch marks. Or maybe you had a traumatic birth as well and had to get an emergency C-section, or maybe like everything just kind of went you know, and it went crazy to where it changed your body and it changed the way you feel about yourself. But like, I'm here to encourage you and empower you to tell you that like, it's going to be okay, right? And regardless of how you're feeling right now, this is not the end of your story, right? Your body is still healing. I want to just share something with you that, you know, in this motherhood process, we're so hard on ourselves, right? And I will say that I'm a little disappointed in the medical system that they just rush us back to work right away, especially after a C-section, and tell us, I mean, it doesn't matter how you give birth, regardless, right? They rush you back, you know, after having a vaginal or C-section. It is hard on your body. I can't even imagine, right? And they just expect us to just be back, right? But I want to share this. I will never forget. I had to go through this process. They found something that they needed to get further testing on when my daughter was 1 year old, and I went in to go get an ultrasound, right? You know, they obviously had to go vaginal, right? So I'll never forget when she did that. She's like, "Wow, how old is your, you know, how long ago did you have your baby?" And I was like, "Oh, she's already gonna be a year." And she's like, "What?" She's like, "Everything looks so like." Basically, the way it was reading the ultrasound was like my body was still fully healing. Like, this is at a year old. My daughter was already a year old. And she said that I looked like I had just had a baby, right? Just because of how everything was still. And I had a C-section, right? So she's like, everything still looked like it was healing in my stomach, in my uterus, right? Like, everything was just still, like, healing. And I'm like, at 1 year old, right? Like, crazy, right? So I say that to say, like, we got to have some grace with ourselves, right? Our bodies are doing some amazing work. We're creating human beings, right? We're bringing life into this world. We're starting families. We are adding to families. We're doing such beautiful, beautiful work, right? And beautiful blessings of bringing our children in. And you know, it's sad because I'll be the first to admit that I let a lot of it get robbed because I was so obsessed with my body and how it looked. And I robbed myself of those days where I could have just been taking a nap with my daughter, and I could have just been hugging her and hugging my son and just embracing him instead of dragging him along to the gym so I could get back in competition and try to go fight again and do all this crazy stuff. Like, I could have just been still and enjoyed it, right? Because let me tell you, fast forward, all it took was somebody speaking life into me, like my fiance, right? And the switch flipped, right? And I started working out again. I started eating better. I started training women again, empowering women. I started this podcast and I started sharing my vulnerability with others to let them know they're not alone. And everything switched. So to me, it lets me know that no matter how low you feel, at how low your bottom feels, you know, you're going to get back up. Your body is going to, you're going to reach those goals, right? You are capable and able to do that, even as a mother. So just enjoy your time with your children. Stay healthy. Go for walks with your kids. Embrace it. But don't obsess. Don't obsess and rob yourself. I wish I could take back those days when my son was tiny, you know, and I wish I could have traded that for just walks at the park or blasting my music and maybe going for a jog in the jogger stroller instead of just obsessing of being at the boxing gym trying to fight and trying to force things that I knew God didn't want for me no more, you know. So in your motherhood journey, I want you to just love yourself where you're at, right? And if your kids are bigger, just know that it's never too late, right? You can involve your kids in your journey. You can go for walks at the park. You can take your kids, include them in things. There's just so many things you can do, right? It's not the end of your journey because you become a mother, right? Your story's not over. You know, you don't have to fantasize and wish over that old person that you used to be before being a mom, how your body looked. Like, you can still do and be that, right? Like, I have hopes that I'm going to get a six pack. I'm going to get my body right, right? You know, well, I go extreme with the six pack thing, but I would love to if I'm going to do some kind of competition, right? But like, right now at this moment, like, I know that I'm working towards my goals in a, what's the word? In a, my gosh, it's practical. There you go. That's the word. It's practical, right? I don't starve my body. I don't do crazy things like I used to, right? Like, I do my training. I stay consistent, even if it's two times a week. Like, I do something twice a week. Sometimes I get to do it four times a week. But like, I keep my body moving. I keep it active, and I stay on top of how I'm feeling, right? So I just want to encourage you that it's never too late, right? And if your baby is little, embrace your baby. Like, don't obsess, don't get crazy. Your body's still healing, and as well as your mind, your body, everything, your spirit. You just be good to yourself, right? And give yourself that chance to let yourself heal internally and externally, right? And you're gonna see some amazing results, because it's motherhood's a beautiful gift. So don't rob yourself of it by obsessing and being crazy, because you're capable of changing it any day, anytime, right? But again, listening to your body. So that's all I have for this episode. We're going to continue in on our next episode, which is on fitness, and that's going to be another one that you want to stick around for, so we can go ahead and get into that next week with fitness and self-love. So you have a wonderful day, mamas, and we'll be back here soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, mama, for listening to today's episode. If this podcast inspired you in any way to want to make any changes or view your fitness and your health journey in a different light, it would mean so much if you could go please leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. That way I can know how I can continue to grow the show and inspire you. Also, if you would like to join in on our Facebook community, you can find me under Moms Breaking Chains, Getting Freedom from Negative Body Image. That's the name of the group. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Have a good day.